As promised, we're joined right now by a safety for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is a Pro Bowler. 5 tackles in that wild card win over Buffalo for the season. 64 tackles, 4 interceptions, and a fumble recovery. He has made a long or made quite a bit of distance up since becoming an undrafted free agent out of Wyoming. He's come an awful long way in a very short period of time. And, of course, you've got Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. Sunday, it's a CBS game, 1:05 p.m. Eastern time. Tashawn Gibson joins us now. Tashawn, nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you having me, Mr. Ron.
Well, I appreciate you doing it, Tashawn. Thanks so much. Now, we're roughly 2 days away from the divisional round game against the Steelers. Last Sunday was the first playoff game of your career. You said you woke up early Tuesday of that week before, full of nervous energy and excitement, like a kid on Christmas. All right, so if that was the case then, how are you feeling 48 hours out from this one?
Oh, man, this one right here, I think the anticipation is even crazier for the simple fact that understanding what lies ahead. It's 6 years in this league, never been to a playoff, never coming close to, last week, my first playoff experience, which was phenomenal. It was crazy, something I can never explain, man. It couldn't be duplicated. To now, sitting here going against another opponent, fairly familiar opponent, playing them early in the year, to knowing what lies ahead, man, was the AFC Championship. And it's just a surreal moment, man. You just try to mask it in and just kind of go with the flow, man. But we understand what lies ahead. We're excited about the challenge.
Tashawn Gibson joining us. All right, so you just said you can't even explain what it was like last week. Let me get you to go back. Try and do that for a minute. I mean, there are so many guys who spend their entire careers in the NFL, and they never get to the postseason. So if you could explain it, what was it like to play in a playoff game? I mean, is it a different energy when you're on the field in the postseason, or does it really feel like any other game once you get in and you get that first shot?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. A lot of people who are familiar with the playoffs always want to say, for the guys who never been in the playoffs, it's a whole different atmosphere. And I've heard that in my career, guys who came to the Browns from other winning teams. So, man, the playoff experience, man, it's just a whole different monster. But, you try to approach it and say, hey, man, it's just another game. And that's what we tried to tell ourselves. But we came out there during pregame, man. You know, this stadium was practically rocking. And by the time we came out the tunnel for kickoff, when we seen those white towels flagging and waving everywhere, I mean, it was packed, standing room only. And you can feel it shake every time a big play would happen in the crowd again. Riled up, man. It was just a super crazy feeling that, like I said, man, I don't think I've ever been a part of an environment like that. And I've pretty much played at, most of the stadiums in the National Football League aside, except for a few. And it's just something that I don't think could be duplicated in a regular season game. So, we're excited about this opportunity. We know that Pittsburgh is definitely going to be rocking for sure.
Tashawn Gibson joining us. Now, Ben Roethlisberger said last week he wanted to face you guys again because that 5-interception game, quote, wasn't me. So what's your reaction when you hear that, and then how eager are you to get another shot at him?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, obviously you got to tip your hands off to a guy like Ben Roethlisberger. Man, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, in my opinion. Obviously, he would like that game back, and obviously we want to duplicate that game. But, I said and I stand by it. If he want to come out and make it a run-and-shoot game, man, I feel like if he has to throw the ball 40, 50 times a game, I feel like we'd definitely get our hands on the rock again. And it's not to say, hey, we're going to come out and have 5 picks because, obviously they're going to look at the tape, learn and correct, make their mistakes. They actually went on a nice tear after that game. I think they went 10-1 after that. He played good football. But this secondary, I feel like, man, is the best secondary in the league. And if he want to come out and prove that he didn't, that game wasn't his and he wanted to make a matchup versus them versus us for in the passing game, we're very confident in what we can do in the passing game. So we're excited about that opportunity, and I'm happy he feel that way.
Tashawn Gibson joining us. All right, so as a secondary, you've got a real challenge in the sense that you're going up against Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. What is the key to stopping those guys?
You know what, a guy like Antonio Brown, the thing about it is, man, he's so unconventional, man. A lot of, I would say a quarter of his routes aren't, just the routes that's designed up. Him and Ben, they play backyard football half the time, and we've seen it time and time again, and it's like he knows what 84 is going to do, and 84 finds a way to get open. So it's just hard to say, hey, man, we got to do this. The biggest thing is we can control. And the beautiful thing about it is I feel like we got one of the best cornerbacks, if not the best cornerback in the league, who he's going to see a lot of, and Jalen Ramsey. And then we got another cornerback who's one of the best corners in the league, and A.J. Bouye. So, on the outside, man, the way you stop guys like that is not worried about what they're going to do, but worried about what you can control and what you can focus on. And that's the biggest thing with our guys on the outside this week. We understand that they know they got a big challenge. But, again, those guys are confident guys, man, and I think everybody know, you know, Jalen Ramsey mindset. So, you know, it's going to be a good matchup to see him on 84, man, and we feel comfortable with the guys that we have on this side of the ball.
Yeah, that's an amazing matchup. And the guys that you have in your secondary are guys who make plays. I thought also, Tashaun, your take on Juju was really interesting. You said, quote, "The thing about it is he's not fast. He's not strong. He does nothing that jumps out at you. He's just a guy that's a good football player." Mm-hmm. Lay it out for me. What do you mean by that? And what is it that makes him a good football player?
Oh, see, there's guys, you know, in this league that, you know, you got the Julio Jones, there's Josh Gordon, too. He's big, fast, tall, you know, just gifted athletes. And, you know, not to say anything, you know, not to discredit anything that he's done. He's a good football player, but there's nothing that's jumping out at you. He's not, he don't make the wild plays like Antonio Brown. He's not, like, overly fast. He's not a huge guy. But when you turn on the tape, man, he does everything good. And, you know, he runs good routes. He catches the football really well. And the thing that he don't get enough credit for, man, I think he's one of the best blocking wide receivers in the National Football League. I've seen him come in and crack back linebackers, safeties. And I'm not talking about just put a body on them. I'm talking about running through them. And, you know, you have to respect the guys like that game. And for him to come in this game being young and with that mindset, I mean, you have to respect a guy like that, man. And that's why his opportunity's been growing. He's playing with a little more confidence. And that's the thing. Confidence is key in this game, man. And I think that he's starting to play with that confidence, starting to feel like he belongs in that offense. And you can tell they're getting him the touches. And he just make things happen when he get opportunities. Obviously, they got a lot of guys on offense that got to get the ball, 26, 10, 84. But when he finds his plays and his opportunities, he make the plays, man. And that's one thing that you have to respect about his game. So when you turn on the tape, 19 make plays, man. He's a good football player.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you brought this up, but he's not that big. He's not that strong. But we saw what he did to Vontaze Burfict. I mean, is that just a matter of leverage? How does a guy like that do something like that to that guy?
Yeah, you know, honestly, that's a tough one. You know, I haven't – not many receivers that you see going to be able to come in and do that. You know, like I said, it's not a safety. It's not a 205-pound safety. This is a 250, 60-pound linebacker.
Right.
I mean, that he just straight level. So, you know, certain guys, man, you've been around, man. I caught the tail end of a guy like Hines' war career, but he made those type of hits routinely, man. That's what he kind of put me in a mindset of when it comes to, you know, just his physical play. You know, even when he catched the ball, he got the mentality of a running back in a sense. So, you know, how he did it, I don't know, man. He takes pride in blocking, I can tell you that. So we have our head on the swivel, man. You just got to get him before he gets you.
Tashaun Gibson, my guest. Now, as much respect as your defense is getting, your quarterback's not getting a whole lot of love. And when Blake Bortles was asked about that, he said, quote, "It'll never stop. There are probably people who think that LeBron James sucks. So if that happens, I'm sure a lot of people think that I suck." What's your reaction when you hear that people say that Blake Bortles sucks?
You know, honestly, it's been a reoccurring thing. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, Blake Bortles came out and shredded the Seattle Seahawks. Their players came out and said, "Hey, he sucked." Blake Bortles came back the following week and shredded Houston Texans. They players came back and said, "Hey, man, he's trash." And, you know, honestly, the LeBron James comparison, okay, he could have went a little too far with that. But honestly, it's just no matter what he's done, I think that people just have a fixed opinion about him, man. It doesn't matter what he's done or what he will do. That's just the opinion of, you know, consensually a lot of people who play him. And for whatever reason, I don't know, because, man, the guy shows he's capable of making plays. And, you know, he's played some good football for us this season, which is when we're sitting at 10-6. And, you know, obviously he's had bad games, but, you know, that's just the way of where it is. You know, Ben Roethlisberger threw 5 picks against us. I guess that don't define him. But, you know, for him, I think he got thick skin. And the beautiful thing about it is he doesn't seem, from his aura, from seeing him, being around him every day, he don't seem to let it bother him. Maybe he's used to it because, you know, since he's been here, you know, even when I first got here, it was a lot of chatter about him. So maybe he's used to it, man. He just trying to block it out. But I just hope he continues to block out the negativity and just do what he got to do for this football team, man, give him his best chance to win.
Tashaun, I'm going to ask you straight up. Is this playoff Tashaun, or are you always like this? My man, you are a revelation. How is it that I've never had you on this show before?
You know, I don't know, man. I've been watching. I remember your show, man, when I was a kid. I don't know, man. Maybe we got to connect a little more, man.
There's no maybe about it, my man. We definitely have to connect a little bit more. There's no maybe about that. I don't care what happens this week. We have to connect a little bit more.
I appreciate it. That truly means a lot. I definitely appreciate that.
I appreciate you, man. Listen, really nice to have you on the show. I should have done it sooner, but better late than never. Have a great weekend. Good luck. Let's do it again soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me.
Appreciate you. Yes, sir. Tashaun Gibson.